Hey, welcome to tonight's Instant Reaction Podcast. Iowa State loses to Kansas 83-77. I'll get to that here momentarily. Our Instant Reaction Podcast is, as always, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. Frustrating night, I think, tonight in Hilton Coliseum. 83-77 is the final, and you just, like, you know, Iowa State had a chance to win that game at the end, and you question how. Iowa State did not play very well tonight, I don't think, on either side of the ball. And, you know, you still have a chance to win. You know, for me, I guess what I really took from that is I still, like, what makes this so frustrating, I don't think that Kansas team is that good. I felt like Iowa State really let them off the hook tonight. And again, a game where the Cyclones really didn't play well. You're right there in the end. How didn't they play well? Let's get to that. We'll start defensively, because it was just too easy for Kansas in the second half. The Jayhawks in the second half of basketball shot almost 62%. The big man, Azubuike, was basically just having a dunk contest against Iowa State there. The Cyclones, you know, ball screen defense was really bad as far as the switching. Everybody was confused, a lack of communication. Steve Prohm talked about that in his post-game press conference, but it was a frustrating thing to watch because Iowa State couldn't get a stop. You know, the Cyclones, what's interesting about tonight is Iowa State as a whole shot 49%, but the problem was 3 of 16 from three-point range. Donovan Jackson, Lindell Wigginton went a combined 4 of 20 tonight, but they went 2 for 13 from three-point range. And I thought, you know, there were a couple stats that were the difference. That was one. Kansas hit 9 threes. The one that pops for me, though, and this was more of a problem in the first half, but Iowa State's 12 turnovers tonight, Kansas scored 21 points off of them. You know, on the other end, Kansas had 7 turnovers. Iowa State scored 4 points off of those. This made it too easy on them, specifically there in the second half, and then those fast break turnovers early on. That was a first half problem. The freshmen Wigginton and Cam Lard for Iowa State each had 5 turnovers tonight, and you know, Steve Prohm said afterwards, it's kind of something you just have to live with the freshmen. Sometimes they're going to be really consistent, sometimes they're not. Tonight, absolutely not. It is very difficult for Iowa State to win a basketball game when Jackson and Wigginton are both bad. In fact, I think if you would go back and look, I would say it's impossible for Iowa State to beat good teams when both of those guys struggle as much from the floor as they have tonight. So, yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at on this one, guys. I felt like it's weird. I felt like Iowa State was better than Kansas for a lot of that game. I think Kansas is just, I don't know. I mean, they survived this one. They get out of here alive. But, I mean, did anybody who watched that game tonight feel like that's a Kansas team that's capable of going to a Final Four? I guess anything's possible. They do have shooters, and they could get – I don't see it. And that's kind of what stinks. Like, I'm starting to think the Big 12 is a little overrated, to be honest with you. I mean, I think that the league is a total meat grinder from top to bottom, and all these teams are a lot alike as far as, you know, how good they are. But, man, like, that's I don't want to say the worst Kansas team, because they're still a top 15 team, let's be honest. But that we've seen so much better Kansas teams coming to Hilton Coliseum, and clearly much better Iowa State teams, too. You can't look past that. But that's why it's just like, man, you let them off the hook tonight. I thought that was as well as Donovan Jackson played on Saturday against Oklahoma. That might have been his worst game of the season. It's a top 2 or 3 worst game of the season tonight for Donovan. Again, it's just so hard when Iowa State's guards are playing like that. Let's talk about a couple of positives. I mean, Cam Lard continues to be really good. He had another double-double tonight, 19 and 11, despite the 5 turnovers that are important to mention. The most frustrating thing, I think, for me offensively was Iowa State's inability to – not inability, just stubbornness sometimes. They wouldn't get him the ball. He needs to be touching the ball in every half-court possession, inside out. I mean – you can't be taking contested step back threes, Donovan. Sorry, bud. When the big man hasn't had a touch, opens up so much for everybody else. And Iowa State really, my guess is if you go back in the first 10 minutes of the second half, you're going to see the inability to get the ball down to him. Talley was really good tonight. I mean, I never would have guessed 2 months ago Zoran Talley would be playing 35 minutes a game. He had 36 tonight. 15 points for Iowa State. He was 7 for 11. Only one turnover, really played within himself, played good defense for the majority of the night. He got burned a couple times, you know, towards the end, but everybody was. I guess that's the positive in just the fact that, I guess, you know, you're even in this game in the end. Very surprising to me. You know, I would have guessed that Iowa State really would have been down for the count in that one. Up next, the road trip to Manhattan. It's a winnable game. I wouldn't count on it. Really a tough place to play. Obviously, I would guess Kansas State's going to be anywhere from a 7 to a 10-point favorite in that one. It's hard to gauge from the first time those two teams played this year, just in the sense that I thought that was Iowa State's worst, just all-around conference game so far. And Kansas State hit a lot of tough shots, but Iowa State was terrible that night. So I'd like to think that, you know, Prohm preaches on that here for a while and that they can bounce back. Real quick, too, I want to mention that Nick Weiler-Babb did play tonight and looked okay. I mean, he had 14 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. It's a pretty good night for a guy who hasn't played in 2 weeks and only 22 minutes. I thought that he looked a little bit out of sync with the offense. It took Iowa State about 5 minutes to get back into the flow with him running the point. We'll see. I don't know if that impacted Lindell Wigginton tonight. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and watch. I do think that it was a little bit different for Lindell, and maybe that had something to do with him turning the ball over and whatnot. I don't know. We'll have to go back and watch that again. But it was good to see Nick Weiler-Babb back out on the court for Iowa State. All right, it's your Instant Reaction Podcast. Of course, we'll have plenty more reaction, all that good stuff. We'll do what we do. Later on this week, it's Cyclone Fanatic. Carl Chevrolet, thank you for the sponsorship. I want to remind everybody to come to our game watch on Saturday at Whiskey River in Ankeny. We'll be hosting that with our friends from Wide Right and Natty Light, the first ever joint podcast. We'll do one of those after the game, but the first ever joint game watch between Cyclone Fanatic and Wide Right and Natty Light. Thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.